Simon & Schuster Audio presents 10 Tiny Breaths, a novel by K.A. Tucker. Read by Elizabeth Louise.
Prologue. "Just breathe," my mom would say. 10 tiny breaths. Seize them. Feel them. Love them. Every time I screamed and stomped my feet in anger, or bawled my eyes out in frustration, or turned green with anxiety, she'd calmly recite those same words. Every single time. Exactly the same. She should have tattooed the damn mantra on her forehead. "That makes no sense," I'd yell. "I never understood. What the hell does a tiny breath do? Why not a deep breath? Why 10? Why not 3 or 5 or 20? I'd scream, and she'd simply smile her little smile. I didn't understand it then. I do now. Stage 1. Comfortably numb. 1. A soft hiss, my heart thumping in my ears. I hear nothing more. I'm sure my mouth is moving, calling out their names. Mom? Dad? But I can't hear my voice. Worse, I can't hear theirs. I turn to my right to see Jenny's silhouette, but her limbs look awkward and unnatural, and she's pressed up against me. The car door opposite her is closer than it's supposed to be. "Jenny?" I'm sure I say. She doesn't respond. I turn to my left to see only black. Too dark to see Billy, but I know he's there because I can feel his hand. It's big and strong, and it envelops my fingers. But it's not moving. I try to squeeze it, but I can't will my muscles to flex. I can't do anything except turn my head and listen to my heart pound like an anvil against my chest for what feels like an eternity. Dim lights. Voices. I see them. I hear them. They're all around, closing in. I open my mouth to scream, but I can't find the energy. The voices get louder, the lights brighter. A reedy gasp sets my hair on end, like a person struggling for his dying breath. I hear a loud snap, 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 like someone...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?